Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX, and I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast, and you can find us on Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. I was about to say Facebook again. I'm sure
you, nice.
It's pretty neat. You can find our written reviews at reviewandroast.com and all of our podcasts at comicroast.com. And today we will be discussing the new series from Netflix, Altered Carbon.
Carbon.
I am human. Me human. Set in a future where consciousness is digitized and stored, a prisoner returns to life in a new body and must solve a mind-bending murder to win his freedom. One of the main reasons I was interested in this show in the first place was Joel Kinnaman. I mean, I first saw him, Jesus Christ, The Killing, when it was on AMC, maybe. We're talking years ago, because, you know, obviously I had cable back then. He played a detective, and they were trying to solve a murder, hence the name of the show, The Killing. It only lasted a couple of seasons on TV, but then Netflix, I believe, picked it up and added a few more seasons, or at least one season. Anywho, you'll also remember him from Suicide Squad as Chief Inspector White Guy.
Rick Flag.
Yes, Rick Flag. I'm the Chief Inspector. So, anywho, I've always liked him as an actor.
Oh.
What?
He was RoboCop in the RoboCop reboot.
I haven't seen it, but I kind of want to now.
I actually did see it and might have a newfound appreciation for it if I watch it again.
Yeah, I feel like when it came around to when I was watching The Killing, I felt like I discovered him as an actor. And since then, he's kind of been picking up a lot of steam. And so everyone listened to what I said when I said, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah, and you know what? He really wasn't even on my radar until Suicide Squad. You know,
most people didn't really know him until then. That's Mike's doggy here in the background wrestling everything in the house.
Yep.
FYI.
Stupid dog.
So basically, Joel Kinnaman plays Takashi Kovacs, who was a prisoner. He was part of, what was the name of their group?
Oh, geez. Well, he's an envoy, but...
Ah, thank you.
But the group, I don't know. Maybe it was the envoy.
Before the envoy thing, he was part of some group or whatever, and then he became an envoy, which is some like high level kung fu spiritual awareness, you know,
rebellion,
you know. And this was in the time when things like virtual reality torture was, you know, realistic to the point wherever. So what these envoys, they learned to control their minds and overcome that kind of stuff and kind of take over the program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, kind of, you know, some neat part of the neat abilities the envoys had. They were basically assassins.
Well, and I think it would be quick to bring up or dive right into the fact that he plays Takashi Kovacs, who is, he's some Asian ethnicity that I don't believe they ever even bring up. Obviously, Joel Kinnaman is not. Joel Kinnaman, his character, the body, they call the bodies of people sleeves. Yep. So his consciousness, the consciousness of Takashi is in the sleeve that is played by Joel
Kinnaman. It's in your stack.
Right.
Which is basically
your consciousness is a disc stack, right?
It's basically a disc they slide into the back of your neck, and then the body, you can basically live in any body.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a really neat concept, which I thought was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it makes for a lot of interesting scenarios. And anybody that, if you remember the movie, I think it was the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, The Sixth Day, that was all about cloning and stuff of that nature. It wasn't quite on the sophistication level of the stack and conscience transfers.
You gonna be okay there?
Yeah, I don't know why I was. I thought
we were going to go into a half hour of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Conscious? Ketchup?
It almost was. Yeah.
Mr. Burns over here.
It was getting close.
So Takashi Kovacs, he grew up in an abusive household. Him and his sister witnessed, you know, their father murder their mother, and you know they ended up in foster care after some time. And him and his sister were always really close, and they became envoys together. Not going to go into super detail about what happened to the envoys, but he was basically the last one, and he was basically then imprisoned for a shit ton of life sentences. So 250 years after he was imprisoned, he gets brought back by a man named Bancroft, who is probably one of the richest men on Earth in the galaxy. I don't know how far the expanse of humans reaches at this point, but they do talk about going off planet. So
yeah, not but not in Earth. Not in over depth of space travel. So it's not really a space travel,
right? They but series. There's clearly like space stations that people live on, and there's probably colonies on Mars. I don't know. They didn't exactly go into great detail.
They bring up some stuff. They just don't go bananas with it.
But basically what this Bancroft guy is rich enough to do, he's rich enough to have his stack uploaded to the cloud every, what did I say, 2 hours, right?
2 hours.
Every 2 hours, his consciousness is backed up, so if anything happens to his body, He comes back. Even if somebody, the only way to truly kill somebody in this era is to destroy their stack, mm-hmm. because most people cannot afford to back up their consciousness like this. So,
or to actually afford a new sleeve at all. So, you'll find in the series, which is actually super interesting as well, people are sleeved in whatever's available or whatever's cheapest. Yeah. So, you know, some little girl is wrongfully or murdered or whatever. And if you recall, mm-hmm. she comes back out as like this, like 40-year-old meth head looking broad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just the
parents are like
Ortega. Ortega's grandma ends up in the biker guy, the ball headed 6'3" biker.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, meal.
Well, yeah. Well, here's what they do, because like, what some people will do for like family occasions, like once a year, when big holidays come up, they'll pay a small fee to have their deceased loved ones re-sleeved into just whatever's laying around so they can spend a few hours with them. You know, mm-hmm. it's, I'm not saying cheap, but you know, it's affordable for, you know, some people. But people like Bancroft not only has the money to back up himself and his family every 2 hours to the cloud, but they also clone their sleeves. So there's, you know, something happens to him, he comes back in the same body. He is essentially, didn't they say he was over 1,000 years old? Or was it just a couple of hundred, 500?
A couple of hundred, yeah. Basically,
he's so been, him and his wife and his kids, stuff. Well, his kid is still, you know, a couple hundred years old, but he still looks like he's, you know, 18. He still treats him like a kid. And he's basically got it set in his will that if his stack ever truly dies and he truly dies, nobody gets anything. His money goes to, you know, whatever. I don't remember exactly what happens, but his family gets nothing if he actually dies. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of his way of protecting himself. But basically what happens in the whole premise of the show is he gets murdered. They destroy his stack. So, and they do it about, I think they said 20 minutes before the backup ran. So when he's finally re-sleeved, he basically lost about 2 hours of his life. He doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know who killed him. And he pays the government or whoever's running things at the time to bring Takashi Kovacs back to help solve his murder. And, you know, we know you still have quite the prison sentence to go, but I'm rich and powerful, and if you can figure this out for me, I will buy you your freedom.
I'm going to hook you up with freedom and enough cash to enjoy it.
Yeah. So that's basically the premise of the show is Joel Kinnaman, Takashi Kovacs, goes around trying to investigate what happened the night that Lorenz Bancroft was essentially murdered.
Yep. And without spoiling too much, why Takashi Kovacs, you might ask, right? But basically, as the story unfolds, you get to learn his skill set, who he knew before, who may or may not have known him then, that is still maybe around now. So there's kind of a whole big, it starts off slow, but it really doesn't. It starts off getting into it.
Yeah.
But once you get about five episodes into it, it really starts overlapping itself where you're like, man, I thought I knew what was going on. I was right there, but I was wrong there. So it's I kind of like that part, that you were able to guess some stuff, but you were still thrown off by other things, in my opinion.
So yeah, basically right off the bat, you find out that Bancroft's murder was, you know, it's not like the police didn't investigate. He just doesn't like the scenario they quote unquote figured out. And so part of this police force, you meet Kristen Ortega, who is kind of the do things my own way kind of officer. And, you know, she's the badass of the department that's always getting in trouble for mm-hmm. doing things wrong and, you know, going outside the law to whatever, blah, blah, blah. So immediately she's like a little intrigued by Kovacs when he comes back. You find out a couple episodes in that the sleeve is actually her ex-boyfriend. Not that big of a spoiler. Don't worry about it. So she's following him around. She figures out, okay, this is Takashi Kovacs in my ex-boyfriend's sleeve. Why is this criminal who is still, like, convicted, who should still be, you know, put down or asleep or however you want to call mm-hmm. it, why is he out? So she's immediately intrigued and starts kind of throwing a tail on him, following him around, trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, and she's trying to, she's also interested in the
protection of that sleeve,
the protection of the sleeve, but also the case in itself, like, and why he would even want to get involved. And so it really gets into, there's a lot of levels of what's going on. It's not just a whodunit. You know what I mean?
She has the same question we all did. Why would you bring back a master assassin to investigate your murder?
And why did you use the sleeve of a police officer or a former police officer, a deceased police officer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions that go unanswered. And, well, I mean, they eventually do get answered. Don't get me wrong here, but...
Yeah, the last three episodes, in my opinion, are actually...
Well, they answer a lot.
They were really good episodes. Like, I mean, and I would compare them to the final three episodes of any series. I mean, they really... By that point in time, you're into it. There's plenty of action to go around. They're still telling stories from 250 years ago as well. So you can kind of get the...
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of...
gist of what Takashi went through prior and his relationships with family and friends and the organization that he was...
part of.
Affiliated with and all that good stuff. So there was there's really a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah. And I do want to get to... probably my favorite character of the show now, really quick. So basically, when he shows up, he figures out why he's there. He gets, you know, the unlimited credit card to go figure out this guy's murder. He needs somewhere to go. So he finds this hotel.
Oh, you're talking about Poe?
Poe is awesome. Basically, and I still don't understand it, but they have these virtual hotels and the
people... I think they describe them as AI. So it's just... There's also a community of AI.
Yes.
Like, and they are, I don't want to say here nor there, but they're exactly what they are. So basically, they inhabit, they're the program that runs certain things.
Certain businesses.
Right.
The one guy runs, like, the sex club.
Right.
The one guy, Poe, runs, like, a hotel.
Yeah, it's called The Raven.
Yeah, and here's the, right? Mm-hmm. I'm picking up what you're throwing down. Here's the thing. That the only thing I was a little baffled at with this hotel, okay, these things, they run, they have to have money. They have to make money. Mm-hmm. They mention in the show, Poe, when he goes to hang out with his AI buddies, he's like, oh, yeah, I know, I got a customer. Like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, and I got to treat him really well because I haven't had a customer in over 5 decades. How did you stay open for the last 5 decades
if you had
no money coming in?
He doesn't really need...
You still gotta
lasagna have, money.
No, but you know what I mean? Still gotta power it. You still gotta, you know. I don't know.
It's the year 2600. Power's free. Come on.
No, I doubt that. But anywho, that's just a minor detail. But pretty much, like, you know, anytime somebody walks through the doors and starts shit, like these two miniguns pop out of the ceiling, and Poe's like, "You really want to start some?" And he's like basically the old English butler. Well, he's not old. He's, you know, just 30s, 40s, whatever. But he's got that whole, like, old-timey English butler, like, very proper, very prim.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also kind of... It kind of reminds me of... shit. What are those movies?
Yep. I have no idea.
The second one just came out, like, a year ago.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, jeez.
Like, the spy movies.
Mission Impossible?
No, I'm not gonna be able to let this go. Hold on.
Kingsman?
Yes! Reminds me of a Kingsman type thing. The proper, really? English gentleman, but then, you know, he throws down with some miniguns and some
kung fu. And, he does throw it off.
It's a very interesting way to portray some of these characters by making some of them AI. Because mm-hmm. then they all interact with themselves in their little hangout, which is basically somewhere in the internet.
Right.
Let's see. Who have we not really mentioned? I mean, a lot.
Now, there's a ton of other characters that are highly involved. There's Bancroft's, like,
wife.
I was going to say envoy, but his, like, secretary concierge lady.
Oh, right.
I forgot about her. She plays a huge part later on.
Right.
His wife, who is bonkers.
Yeah.
Basically is the easiest way to explain her. She, like, you don't know if you love her or you hate her or you want to smooch her. Like, I don't even know half the time.
Yeah, no, she did a... that was actually played by Kristen Lehman.
Mm-hmm.
Miriam Bancroft was the character. She did a fantastic job.
Yeah, she was pretty awesome. I guess we can say Takashi has a sister. It's a big part of the movie. I don't really... I probably botched the name.
Raylene.
Well, yeah, no, not that part. Her actual real name, the actress, Daichen Lachman.
Yeah.
Who's actually an actress that I loved from a long time ago. I'll look it up, but she was on a show called Dollhouse with Eliza Dushku.
Yep.
Like, way back in the day. I was like, who is this chick? She's smoking hot. She's been in some stuff. She's been in, I could probably pull some
stuff. A lot of TV.
Oh, actually, yeah, she was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I watched, which was cool. Right. And she was in another show, Shameless, and I thought she was just on something not very long ago. Oh, she had like two episodes of Supergirl. She was like a supervillain for like a sec.
And she winds up, like you said, playing Takashi Miike. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
She plays Takashi, right?
Miike? What is that from?
He's a director or something.
Oh, Miike's from that show that I watch.
You watch every show.
Dark Matter.
Oh.
It's one of the, because the in that show, the galaxy is divided by like corporations.
Yeah.
And Miike is one of the corporations.
So, anywho, let's get back to Kovacs.
Daichen Lachman?
No, we're going to go back.
Smoking hot.
We will get to her in a second. But basically, so while trying to figure out what Kovacs is doing, Detective
Ortega. I was going to say, we didn't even really get to Ortega much either.
She's kind of a huge part of it, so that's why I'm trying to circle it back
right now. Yeah, like Joel Kinnaman plays Kovacs, and that's the main character. What's his name? Purefoy? James Purefoy plays Bancroft, who's what the whole thing's about as well. And then Ortega, who's she? Martha
Higuereta.
She plays the actual police detective that gets involved. And I would say she's the third star.
Absolutely. Right? So what she basically, through trailing Kovacs, starts to figure out why he's there and what he's doing. And she is, you know, she's very tied up in the case as well. So she's like, well, why don't we kind of work together / not work together, but kind of work together on this. And through her investigation, she comes across this mysterious shadow man.
Oh, my God.
He found a way to remove himself from videos. His name in the show is Mr. Lung, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's Trow Tran is the actor. He's got really kind of longish, greasy hair and a super creepy mustache.
Yeah.
So it's pretty weird. But basically what he does, he works for Bancroft, and he literally hides in the shadows somehow in plain sight, and nobody can really see him. And he kind of does Bancroft's bidding, I guess. And plus, he's also keeping an eye on Kovacs to make sure he's doing things right, because he's part of a...
Well, he's actually not doing Bancroft's bidding.
You're right. He's doing
a secret person's
Raylene's
bidding. Mm-hmm.
He's doing Raylene's bidding. Who mm-hmm. And Raylene, as we discussed, was Kovac's sister.
Yeah. And come to find out, she's got a lot of things going on in the last 250 years, because she was not in the clink. she was out doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go into too much detail into the past of their their like little assassin group or whatever, but basically it turns out most of them, if not all of them, were killed, and her and him were the last two survivors. He went to jail. She stayed out of trouble, made an empire that could probably, rival Bancroft's.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it in order to, like, one day, me and my brother will be back together again. I want to be able to have the fucking best life we can have.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's got this Mr. Lang, this Trow Tran guy, kind of checking up on things.
So here's my problem, though, man, that I can't find on here. Two people that are a big part of the show, one being the female leader of the envoys.
Yep.
And two being the leader of the, what were they called? The peacekeepers or whatever.
What do you mean?
Like the police force, the tech force that Takashi was originally part of before he joined the envoys. Remember? He joined the military.
Right.
The leader of that is a guy that's been in a lot of stuff as well.
I can't picture him to save my life.
He was the guy. He was the only one that had his helmet off most of the time, and he had him in the virtual interrogation for a minute.
Oh, right.
He's actually did some B martial art movies like in the early 90s, but is actually really good and was actually just in. Oh, he was actually in. John Wick, I believe. So while you look for the one, I can find this dude faux show.
Did you say that for real?
I did. I couldn't find him. But yeah, so those two characters play fairly gigantic parts as well, in my opinion. Being both sides of Takashi's training, I guess, is how you would put it, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the leader of the envoys was Renee Elise Goldsberry.
Mm-hmm. What was the name on the show?
Qualchrist Falconer.
What?
That's what it's written down here.
What was her name?
Qualchrist.
Oh, man.
I'm sure they had like a shorter version of it for the show. You know what I mean?
They definitely
I'm
did.
I'm just saying. She was the leader of the envoys, and she kind of taught Kovacs and his sister a lot of stuff, whereas Kovacs really came to be close to her and believe everything that she was teaching them / telling them. His sister was always kind of skeptical of it and, you know, kind of almost a little jealous that her brother was paying so much attention to Qualchrist.
Mm-hmm.
So you come later on. Now we're back to regular times because this show does jump around a little bit.
It jumps around quite
a lot,
frequently,
actually. So basically, as the story unfolds, a few episodes in, this father and son are out fishing, and a body just drops out of the sky into the river that they're fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid goes to pull the lady out of the water, and his dad's like, yeah, that's none of our business. You just let that go. It's like, it's right. Super weird. Basically, you come to find out just later on, this empire that Kovac's sister has built for them over the years has, but I guess you could just, we'll just leave it at high level prostitution, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
is one part of it. It's not the whole thing.
It's more like a high level / S&M, like,
you do what you want.
Kooky shit's probably happening up in here.
Right. You know, so, not that that's a huge part of the story, but you do find out later that, Bancroft liked to frequent her establishments.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all starts to tie together as far as why they brought an assassin back to investigate a murder.
Which, right, and
was
that's
always my biggest problem from the get-go. They do explain it. Doesn't mean I'm happy
well,
with
it. Well, it actually, in the way that she did explain it, made actual perfect sense at the time.
Well, for
she
her.
Actually spent, well, no, it would have made sense on how you sell it to him as well.
Well, yeah. No,
you,
no,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Because yeah. He didn't really explain why he wanted him, just that. But there was also something to be said for, if you recall when they had that Eyes Wide Shut type party and they were doing that brawling, before that, they had like a little show and tell thing. And if you recall, he used Takashi as a show and tell item, like, look, I have
the last envoy.
I own personally as property. the last envoy left alive. And everyone was like, oh, shit. Yeah. Look at this uppity motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think that that might have, that kind of, to me, when I saw that part, because that was way before they were going to, like, explain why they picked him. I was like, yeah. Oh, he just picked him because he thought it'd be cool. Like, I get it. Like, and obviously, as an envoy, he has a certain set of Liam Neeson type skills. So it's not like he'd be completely useless. Like, he's just bringing him around as a prop. Like, hopefully this dude can get to the bottom of things. But the point being is when he did that, it was sort of like, oh, okay. Like, because I had the same thing, like, the first two episodes. I'm like, well, why bring this dude back? I mean, yeah, he's got, like, sweet moves, but, like,
what does he know about investigating a murder?
Plus, he's been not on Earth. He's been in the virtual for 250 years. Pretty sure cell phones look different. You know what I mean? So,
right?
You know what I mean? That was one of the other. That was one of my hardest points with the thing was that he's out there like, yeah, we all got these like eyeball phones. Like, yeah, did they?
Yeah.
250 years. I mean, you would think like the whole city, like we're still using stacks.
Like, if you took somebody from 250 years ago and brought them to nowadays...
Oh, they would literally... Their fucking head would pop off.
Yeah, they would fucking... So...
Head
He was a little nonchalant off. About a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, 250 there. Years ago is, like, before America.
Yeah.
17-something you're still talking about, right?
Yeah, a vastly different place.
Yeah.
It's before we wiped out the Native Americans.
Something like that.
There was a lot of teepees around. Ladies and gents, 250 years. No, there wasn't
that many. We had already started fucking around.
Like, hey, take these blankets.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that's terrible to joke about, but I mean, hey.
Whatever. Get over it.
Time's passed.
Wow. Hey, all my ancestors were over there squishing grapes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they still
believe
are.
Believe me. Yeah, no, that's true.
Fucking spaghetti benders.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
When they were good, my grandma let them scrape the grapes off their feet. And eat them.
Fucking gross. So yeah, anywho. Yeah, he was a little nonchalant about it, which didn't bother me so much, but now looking back, it's just like I did think about it a little bit, but I don't know, things seemed sort of, I mean, when
You get so deep into the show, though, I think you're just like, I don't even care why, because this is actually pretty cool.
Well, I looked at it this way. When he was training with the envoys 250 years ago, they were training them to beat virtual torture. So that was still a thing.
Yeah.
You feel like they would have upped the game a little
now,
bit.
Now, let me ask you a question. I mean, because we don't know because we're A, not in the future, B, whatevs, but.
I'll go right now.
Even though.
Boom, I'm there.
So is there, in the course of, like, let's just call it human history, who knows what it really is? Anyways. I'm sure there's always been, like, large gap technological plateaus. I mean, I know it seems like right now we can't stop. We're just going to another dimension. But at some point in time, where's it? You know what I mean? Like, the Bronze Age was pretty fucking long. And yeah. That was, like, the coolest shit that ever happened for, like, hundreds and hundreds of years.
I don't know.
You know what
I
I'm saying?
Feel like things have been pretty stagnant for a while now.
What do you mean? Like... Yeah, what, 5 years because of social media? You know what I mean? Everyone's still busy looking at kittens probably for the next 20 years. But what I'm saying is we had like, you know, you have booms and everything's like an era. You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe that span that they're in is just everyone's pretty much content with where they're at. Yeah, we got some people doing some secret shit like building a bomb or something. But other than that, it's like, yeah, we're cool. We're like re-sleeving stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck do I need to like research cancer for?
Yeah, I can live forever.
Like, I just get a new one.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I like the technological thing. I mean, I'm probably reading way more into it than even the guy that wrote the thing did, but maybe that's kind of a thought process, I guess, to justify it. Yeah. Not that I really need to.
You don't gotta answer questions for you people.
Yeah.
Make
your own conclusions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Side note.
Yeah.
Daniel Bernhardt played Jaeger. That's who it was. So if you look up down, they only credit him with 2 episodes, but I feel like he was in way more episodes than that.
I gotta go down. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, in the 2-episode area, Jaeger. So he was the guy that originally trained Kovacs after their unhappy household happened. Takashi and Raylene were basically split apart. She was sent to an orphanage, and he was sent to, like, let's just call it the military-industrial complex. So he joined the service, and she just got thrown in an orphanage. So she had to fend for herself, whereas he was part of this group, yada, yada. He ends up defecting with his sister later on. Daniel Bernhardt is the guy who basically recruits him and then trains him as well. So, anywho, I like that guy as a dude acting and stuff. If you check him out, he's got 43 acting credits. He's been in some stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Mortal Kombat, the TV show. Yeah, Bloodsport 2. He was the main dude in Bloodsport 2 and 3. Like, obviously, that's not Bloodsport, but still.
Yeah.
And that was, yeah, there you go, 96. Stuff like that. So, whatever. He's been on a couple things.
All right, so I guess overall, the one thing that I guess bugged me the most about this show, for as cool as an idea of it is, and there's a lot of unique ideas in the show that really were kind of awesome, but the one thing that just continually, and I don't want to say ruined it, because it's not like the show was terrible because of it, but the one thing I didn't really care for was like the extreme weird obsession that she has with her brother. It made it...
Why?
I don't know. It was just creepy. It was almost like she didn't want him to love anybody but her.
Well, she didn't.
Right. I feel like that's something...
Yeah, but that's the whole problem. I mean, yeah, that's not. There's nothing wrong with that.
It was too much.
It's not that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that being how some people act. Don't forget, he was on ice for 250. She's sitting here plotting for 250. You know what I'm saying? So
I know.
She's been around thinking about nothing but, I'm going to make this plan for the last 250 years to bust this dude out. He busts out. First thing he wants to do is get some strange. Don't even care that his sister's still around. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, she's going to be pissed. When she finally reunited with him the first time, they get together and family's the most important thing, and then he falls for some broad. Yeah, she's going to get pissed. So it's the pattern of she's trying to do what's best for them as the only two family members they both have in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah, she's a little obsessive compulsive, but...
A little?
Yeah, but that's the point of the character, though. That's, I know, she, you have I to know. Be off the deep end to be an actual threat to your own family who you love more than anything in the world. So she has to be like, cuckoo. You know what I mean? Which is fine. I still love her. She's still my favorite character, probably, but that's just based on... me.
Based on creepiness?
Based on, yeah, I feel like she and I, we get along just fine. For a couple of kooky ones. The kooky ones always dig me, everyone knows that. But she also has the best scene in the entire movie when her clone army
show.
Yeah, best scene in the entire show when her clone army fights Ortega in the nude. I don't know how else to explain it and how else to say that I would like it so much, but that's exactly why. It's actually kind of almost made sense for a second, but the only point being, well, she did reference that, like, you literally just, like, cost me a fortune because these, like, clones are not only illegal, but they're extremely expensive to, like, actually clone yourself and have a backup ready to go. So it was
That's why only the super rich have them.
Right, but correct. Yeah,
She basically
has like a room where she's got like a dozen of herself like on ice ready to go, like just in case some shit pops off. And it does right in that same very room. And again, I really want to I actually think that her performance was pretty strong. And what was her name that played Ortega?
Well, the performances.
Martha Higuretta. I don't know why I can't say
the performances words. Are not at all what I'm questioning. It was just the writing, I guess, that was just a little.
Yeah, I think the fact that you are legit creeped, actually, you know, it's like everyone hates Joffrey on Game of Thrones. It's really because he's a great actor.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't hate somebody that much because he just sucks at acting. You'd be like, oh, this guy sucks.
Unlike Carl on Walking Dead, who literally straight up just sucks.
I don't know. I never really actually watched it.
Dude, ever since day one.
Does everyone love Carl or no?
No, everyone wanted him to die seasons ago.
And he's like the only guy that's still alive?
Probably. I don't know. Your niece was the one crying the other day. I'm super far behind.
Spoilers much. Now I guess I might as well not even watch that show. Was it not Carl?
I have no idea. I doubt it. If she likes him, then she's got problems.
She probably does. I don't know. I watched the first couple episodes of that, and that was it. So, anywho, my point being, I'm trying to think of what I actually didn't like about the show, and I don't know that there's something I can really pinpoint that was really was. I was like, sucks. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, why don't you throw a number at it? See if it sticks.
I'm actually, honestly, here's what I didn't like about the show, now that you mention it. The ending. It didn't really, and I don't want to give this away in any way, shape, or form, but it didn't really leave us with a setup for a continual cast.
I don't think there's going to be
another season.
I mean, they could.
They could do it.
They could do a series based in that world.
They could do it American Psycho. What's that show? American Horror Story?
Yeah.
They could do it like that, and they could do another Altered Carbon with a complete new cast.
I mean,
I don't know if it would hit, though.
The world that these guys created is phenomenal. You could throw a bunch of different stories in there, but then technically you can still have a show about the last envoy living in the future.
You can.
I don't know how,
but I don't want to spoil him and Ortega making. Yeah, but I don't want to spoil what it is because it's not.
Yeah. No, I know.
The same. I know. So that's where I kind of was like, ah, shit. Like, I'm not ready for this to be over just the way it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, obviously, as any series, all these awesome characters we talk about, they don't all make it. You know what I mean? Like, naturally, that was going to happen. What? I know. So that's kind of, and actually, some characters don't make it in some times where you're like, oh, shit.
Some characters who you thought wouldn't not make it totally didn't make it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there was some random, like, unnecessary violence. Like, I mean, it was fucking bananas. Like, that, what was your guy's name? Wang?
Which guy? The mustache guy?
Yeah.
Might as well be Wang with that mustache.
Seriously. No, he is not very. He doesn't really care about feelings when he's going for the assassination attempt.
No, he doesn't.
Like, and he don't care who's around town either. Like, he's all business. But he thinks Raylene's a god.
Yeah.
Which we didn't really touch on that part.
I forgot about that.
Because that's actually kind of a huge thing in this series, just real quick before we number it. These super rich and powerful, they're I guess, the closest thing to immortal you're ever going to get. And the rest of us ain't. Unless you're in that circle. And even those circles are controlled by, let's just call it the monarch or matriarch of the family. And legitimately, some people feel like that they are godlike and deserve some sort of worship and respect and obedience, which is bananas as well, which I actually kind of liked. That's why I kind of liked Wang. His name's not Wang.
Lang. But
Lang?
L-E-U-N-G.
Wang. So, anywho. I'm actually going to give this thing like an 8.5, honestly, which I've been a little lower in my rating scales lately, but I actually found myself looking forward to sitting down and watching this show for sure. And when I got to the last episode, although I wasn't in love with the ending, I was still upset that it ended because I would have watched another season right now. So that's where I'm at.
I would be interested if they did another season, but I feel like this is like one of the rare times when we're pretty much not on the same page. I went 6.5.
That's fine.
It had some moments that were really good, but it had just some things that, I mean, there were just some times that literally my phone was just more interesting. You know, is what it is. It happens. But it was a decent show, but there was just some things that were just a little too out there, I guess, for me, as far as, you know, the creepy sister. I get it.
Yeah, here's what I think is your problem sometimes is you legit do get hung up on like two things. You were crying about that virtual torture for like a fucking week. You know what I'm saying? You let that one thing like fester in the back of your head.
Well,
you
scab. I understand.
That's what I think.
I understand like the mind is a powerful thing, but if you know you're virtually being tortured and you know it's not real, I feel like you should. Just like, you know, when people threaten, oh, you're going to go to hell. Like, after a minute, you're going to get used to it.
That doesn't mean you can't feel it.
I know, but I feel like as long as you know that it's
fake. I mean, you know that everything that you do is fake anyways. It's all legitimately brain impulses no matter what. So if somebody stimulates your brain that way, it's a thing. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You chop your finger off.
But I legit have no finger.
Yeah, but it's brain impulses anyway. So if somebody's hooked up to your brain, it doesn't matter. If your brain is what thinks you have no finger.
I guess I just feel like I'm already an envoy, so it wouldn't affect me. I don't know.
Maybe not.
We shall see.
It would have took longer anyways. I wish there was
you open. I wish there was like a tagline for the show so I could just whip it out right now. Whatever. Tis what it is. So yeah, anywho, that would be Altered Carbon on Netflix. Check it out. Definitely worth a look. You can find all of our written stuff at reviewandroast.com. You can find all our podcasts at comicroast.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And hey, if any of you are in Chicago,
C2E2.
We'll be wandering around C2E2 all 3 days. So
we don't have a booth or nothing, but we'll be wearing a Review and Roast t-shirt. Well, so
you will.
Just wear it.
Maybe. We'll see. So anywho, we're going to be there, so pop in, say hi.
Quick side note, too. One more thing about this show that actually I didn't even notice until I just looked at the cover on IMDb real quick, is how the new sleeves are birthed was actually hilarious, if you recall, because they're actually stored in like a bag with like a tube down the throat and all kinds of like baloney. And it was actually, when they pulled him out, if you remember, was actually pretty good, because he kind of goes like full-blown commando.
Yeah.
Because he's been on ice 250 years. He's in a new body that's actually like a foot taller than his old one and a little bigger, obviously. So it was actually, and they do that on a couple occasions only, and it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
So yeah, bing, bang, boom. Rest of my spiel. You know the rest of it. So yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Stuff and things. Have a good week.
Yep.